Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Well,
it's the big show. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane.
Pick a
414-799-1250 is how you get in touch with Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Also live at 1057FMTheFan.com, at 1057FMTheFan on Twitter, Sports Radio 1057FMTheFan on Facebook if you want to comment there. Guys, before we get into the lanes here for Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, some breaking news through the NFL. Judge has suppressed the video in the Robert Kraft solicitation case, so that video will not be able to be made public until the jury trial is done for Patriots owner Robert Kraft, as he still faces some hot water, but that is definitely significant in the camp for Robert Kraft.
Nobody wanted to see that, did they?
Thank you. No one. I'm really more just praising the judge for helping us all out, because frankly, there would have been somehow we would have had to see that. And TMZ would have made it so public that we all would have had to watch it. And I'm glad that we don't have to, because there were some things in there that I do not want to know and some categories that people pay money for. 414-799-1250.
Had he gone to what? Vegas or somewhere?
Yeah. Amsterdam, red light district.
You'd have been all good.
Yeah.
I don't really need to know that. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, I also don't want to see it. Like, I think
that's what I'm saying.
That was the biggest issue.
Right.
Like, I get, cool, you want to go do whatever you want to go do, as long as you're not involved in human trafficking,
right.
Cool.
Exactly.
Right, yeah, then you...
Go ahead, cuz.
Don't make me see that. That's all I ask.
That's
nobody
you.
Nobody wanted to see that.
No.
414-799-1250,
Gary.
Glad to know
he's still able, though, you know?
Yeah. No, good for him.
Some guys, what is he, 80?
Close to it.
Yeah.
Some guys have to go and get their numbers checked at that point.
Right.
Way earlier than that, too. Gary, are the Bucks playing with house money? Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be at Pfizer Forum.
If they lose this, I'm not going to be all freaked out about it. And that's what we mean by if. So, yes, for me, yes, they are. And I'm still looking for them to build upon this if it were to happen. And it, to me, I'm happy, satisfied. But do I think they have a chance? Yeah, I do. They can win a series, no doubt about it. No doubt in my mind. But if something were to go awry, then I know what next year's goal is. And has to be in the big game and possibly win it. But I don't think there's ever been a time, feels like to me, in the last 5 or 6 years, that has been so wide open to win the whole damn thing.
No LeBron and seemingly an older Golden State team.
And a hurt Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You can say what you want. I don't know how they can get that calf back right.
Because that looked like a torn Achilles when it went down.
Well, for a minute it did. Then
yeah,
you and I
no
know
doubt.
What that looks like. Yeah,
yep.
I seen Joker snap him like that before. Joker, it burned. Well, I know I never had one, but they tell me it rolls up. I saw a Joker do it where it just rolled up all up to his calf.
All the way up. Yep, all the way up, like into the knee, calf area.
It just rolled up behind his calf, rolled all the way up, and blood was just trickling down through the back of his leg, cuz.
Yeah, and you just see it all gets purple and red.
Of all this stuff, man. Nobody needs to hear all this.
I just want to tell you what it looked like.
I know. It's,
thanks for sharing.
Now I'm rubbing mine. That's one of
those,
like.
But you couldn't see the blood, though. The blood was inside, so I'm not outside.
Right, no, but you kind of see it, like the purpleness and everything getting in there. Yeah, and like you touch it, it's warm. Oh,
and that's on a black dude, too. Now, it's not a white dude I saw. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
When you see the blood dripping.
A white guy turns black in that situation. Right? The leg is completely gone.
That's how my wife, tell you about my one buddy did. Like that, he played football with me at Madison, David Greenwood. He tore his groin up like that so bad, where blood was all conjugated in between his groin, came outside on the side of his leg. It was nasty. He ripped it to shreds, ripped it off the bone.
Okay.
Had to wear a girdle every day.
Okay.
Remember them girdles?
Yeah.
That's before tight was tights. We had tights. So he had to wear those short girdles.
You had to wear it every day?
Yeah, he had to keep it in place. Had to keep the groin in place. That was only support for the groin.
Sparky, before I throw up, can you tell me if the Bucks are playing with house money against the Toronto Raptors in Eastern Conference Finals? My leg hurts now.
I would say no, only because expectations are through the roof for this team right now. I mean, we talked about this a little bit on Friday, that most people's expectations now are to win the whole thing. You know, if this was a question about, hey, you know, this was in October before the season started or right after the season started as far as, hey, look, Bucks get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're playing seven games against Toronto. Is that house money? I think everybody probably says yes, because that was everybody's goal, seemingly, was Eastern Conference Finals at the beginning of the year. But now that you're in the season, you're in the series, and you are clearly the best team in the NBA as of right now, based on everything we've seen, I don't think it's house money anymore. Not from a fan expectation or from a player expectation, because you got to think Giannis and Middleton and Brogdon and Bledsoe and their teammates all think that they can win the NBA title. Don't you think that? So if you think that you have a chance to win the NBA title, this isn't house money. There is no LeBron James-led team in your way that has never been beaten, right? So he went to, what, 8 straight NBA finals?
8 straight.
All in the East? No longer. There is not that team. Can Giannis be the next LeBron and go to 8 straight finals? Could you imagine?
Wow.
But that is something we just don't know. And the landscape's going to change again this summer with free agency. If Durant and Kyrie ends up in New York, and if Kawhi stays in Toronto, and where does Klay Thompson go, and blah, 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 blah. But no, I would say it's not house money now, just because you're in the moment and people's expectations are high.
Center Lane, Gary, do you care about the Packers' power structure? Tom Silverstein went through it all. You can find the story at 1057FMFan.com.
No, I don't. I just win, baby. Now, that's... Who would say that?
Al Davis.
Yeah, I don't care. Just make it happen. I mean, and that's what our job as media people, to look into these things and write these stories and try to figure out how this stuff works and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's more than one way to do it. And I know that the system they had in place before didn't work. And I know the people that they had in the front office or whoever these sources are didn't like it the way it worked, where it ran with Ted. I know that for a fact. Now these people don't like the way Mark is doing it. That's a real thing, too. They just got to figure out as an organization and go out and win. Listen, that's why Ron Wolf came in and fired everybody. And at some point, the Packers, that's going to happen to them too, where they can, because they got to get everybody on the same page. And if you got people out there talking to guys and saying this, this, that, and the other, and they talking out the side of their mouths, both sides, that ultimately dooms an organization as well, because not everybody's on the same page. So they got to win. And if they do that, if they win with Matt LaFleur, that tells me that whoever hired Matt LaFleur hired a good coach. Because I do think you can hire the wrong coach and you can have a bad season. I think a bad coach will ruin a great player.
414-799-1250. Sparky, Tom Silverstein joined us last week on Friday. And in that situation where Gary said, if this is to go south and they're not able to just win, Tom Silverstein has an idea of how he thinks it all plays out.
If they lose, if they just have a disastrous year, I think it's the opposite of what you said. I think Gutekunst survives and everybody else is gone. That's my theory. That's if they just bomb. If LaFleur goes, 4-12, or they just look terrible this year, then, that's, to me, that's how it's going to shake out, because I think we've seen Gutekunst has a pretty good knowledge of personnel.
And the issue with Russ Ball, who seemingly out of the article, is Mark Murphy's right-hand man, his guy, the dude that he wanted to be the general manager. You thought that Russ Ball would then get the opportunity to run things. Do you even care who's making the meals up there about the power structure for the Green Bay Packers?
I don't think anybody cares if they're winning. The problem is going to be when they start losing. That's where the issue is going to be. Look, if this team has a really good year like I think, and Rodgers is in the MVP race, and this team wins 12, 13 games, and they're in the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, everybody's going to be like, oh, man, what a great job by Murphy. Like, he knew what was going on. He put all this in place. It's a home run. Murphy's the man, right? That's what's going to happen. Okay. If this doesn't go right and they win 6 or 7 games, if they start fracturing up there and they start talking to other people in the front office and those people start talking to the media and all these stories start getting out about who wanted what guy and what guy didn't want this guy and who wanted what done, but this guy stopped them from doing that, all those stories start coming out in the media, then it's going to blow up and it's going to be horrendous. But I think they're going to be good, so I think all of this won't be an issue. But once they have that first bad season or two, the question will be, will that power structure fracture and start poking at each other to people close to them and those people go to the media, or can they all hold strong, hold one bond, I guess, going forward?
When your foundation starts cracking, Gary, I got the guys to talk to.
J&J Contractors.
J&J Contractors. Found out or was listening to Sunday Morning here on the Fan with Chuck Freeman.
Okay.
He was joined by Jason from J&J Contractors talking about their remodeled home that they are showing off.
Really?
It was cool. It sounded nice. It sounded like a home that I'll never be able to afford, but sounded cool.
I mean,
they said it was right on Lake Michigan, so I would have to strike gold to be able to be doing that.
Well, I mean, you know.
I was moving in right on Lake Michigan.
Right.
I wouldn't be working with you guys.
That's a big thing if it's on Lake Michigan. That's in a different zip code than I'm in or you're in. But I think the one great thing about J&J Contractors, and you talk a little bit about them, what they're trying to do, they're once again, they've been picked to be the showcase remodel for the NARE Milwaukee Tour of Homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal for them. The NARE Tour Remodel Homes is May 18th and 19th. The big kickoff is a charitable event on May 17th to raise money for the Aurora Cancer Care House. That's when you can get to see the great work that J&J Contractors does. Private viewing of a home.
It sounds amazing what they did in this house.
Across the street from Lake Michigan. Great food from Saz's. Live entertainment, beverages, really good wine, all while raising money for the Aurora Cancer Care House. Last year, they've got folks, they raised over $15,000. They'd like to raise about $20,000 this year. So join them for a great cause on May 17th. You understand why I love my good friends over at J&J Contractors, all while raising money for a great cause. Tickets and information, folks, available at NareMilwaukee.org. That's NareMilwaukee.org. Hope you guys can make it out on May 17th.
Your calls during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane before the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck Show here on the Fan. Seven FM, 12:50 AM in the radio.com app. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Weekdays 2 to 6. Appreciate you hanging out on your way home. We do not know if they're gonna play this game, Brewers and Phillies, but Sparky's gonna have the on deck show for you at 5:30, even if they do or don't. This is 2 for 2 now for you.
2 for 2.
That it would be two on deck shows and 2 rain delays.
They played last time, but they didn't play until how many hours later?
3 hours.
That's not good. Because Tim Allen's about here, so if he gets stuck waiting here for like 6-7 hours for that game to get done, I don't think Tim Allen's going to
be so happy. I can tell you this. If that is how it's going to go down, I'm going to go take a nap or something while they do this rain delay so I don't have to listen to Tim Allen be mad about it.
Because isn't there a rule where if you get into rain delay, don't you have to wait at least an hour before you can end it?
I believe it's like 30, 40 minutes. Like
there's some type of rule where you have to wait so long.
You got to have the tarp on the field for 30 minutes, and then it takes 30 minutes to start up because you have to allow for 30 minutes for warm-up. So, yeah, you're right. It's about an hour.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about Wendy's. Man. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. Bucks don't play again until Wednesday night. So, in the meantime, you go to Wendy's today and get yourself a 50-cent Frosty. Whether you like chocolate or vanilla, you can eat it with one of the delicious cookies, a spoon, french fry, doesn't really matter. It's still just 50-cent Frosties, chocolate or vanilla. Hurry into any Wendy's and treat yourself to a 50-cent small Frosty today at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Or just be smart and bring $1.05 and then you can get a chocolate and a vanilla and then you're really going. That's exactly how you're supposed to do it. That's also how you get to 350 pounds if you were wondering. Mike's in Kenosha. He's on the Fan. Hi, Mike.
Hey, you know, I think you guys are way off of this series. I mean, you got two of the best players in Giannis, you know, and
Kawhi Leonard.
I don't know. But how in the heck, you know, they played Philadelphia as how many 7-foot players? I mean, Embiid.
Simmons is close.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a dogfight. It's going to go to 7 games, and there's no doubt about that.
Appreciate the call. There's some doubt for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer if that's going to go 7 games.
I think this series is going 5 games. That's what I think. And I've been saying it before, and I think Golden State is probably going 5 games as well. I don't think it's going to go much more than that. I'd be surprised if it goes more than that. Just because, again, I don't think their bench is good enough to keep up with the Bucks, and I don't think they have an advantage anywhere. They don't have an advantage Giannis versus Kawhi. I don't think they have an advantage Siakam versus Middleton. I don't think they have an advantage Lowry versus Bledsoe. The benches are definitely Bucks' advantage there. Coaching is probably Bucks' advantage. Budenholzer over Nick Nurse. Play-by-play guys is definitely advantage Bucks. I don't see how this changes.
Trell's on the north side. Trell, pick a lane, man.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Good,
hey,
dude.
What's up, buddy?
I would say as far as the Bucks lane, are they playing with house money? I would say no. Because they're the favorite. They've been proven they're the best team in the league regular season, and they continue that in the playoffs. They've been the best team in the playoffs. So what I think that people are either aren't realizing or are taking for granted because they're right here in the backyard is that right now, in out of these four teams left, the Bucks have the most dominating player out of these four teams. Giannis can control the game on the defensive end and the offensive end. And Kawhi is probably a second close, but he's not at the level Giannis is. I think this series will go 5 games, probably like Sparky said, because simple fact, the Bucks, if they protect home court and win the first 2 games, you're not beating them 2 games in a row. I don't care on the road wherever you're at. So that puts the team, you kind of have to steal a game from Milwaukee to reevaluate things, because if you allow them to take care of home court and win both of the games, you're coming back to Milwaukee down 3-1 because you're not beating them 2 games in a row. And that goes for anybody that they play left. That's just the way I look at it. Even Golden State, they used to be like that early in their championship run the last couple of years. But this year, they allowed Houston to win 2 games back-to-back at home. So they're susceptible to that too. So if the Bucks get them in a hole, it doesn't even matter. More than likely, you're not coming out of that hole because – one thing about Giannis that I will say, and it's not even being biased, he's putting his foot on the throat. He's not with all that playing around. When the series is in doubt and you thinking that the Bucks are going to let up, just go back to the history of the last 2 series. They don't let up. So I think the Bucks are in a good position, and they just got to continue to play the way they've been playing, nothing different, and everything else to take care of itself.
Appreciate it, Trell. Gary, it's one of my favorite sports cliches. When you got a chance, you got to put the foot on the throat of the dying dog.
Yeah, and the Milwaukee Bucks have been able to do that throughout both series. You saw it against Detroit. You saw it against Boston. You saw it within the game where they did. They never really let up. So, listen, I think the Milwaukee Bucks, they had the best record in the NBA.
60 wins, yep.
I don't know why you're questioning that it's going to change in this series.
And, Sparky, you talk about them being able to flip the switch, right? That's what the flip of the switch is, when you just put the foot right there in the middle, you step on it, you squish it a little bit, and the game's over before you hit the fourth quarter.
You know, the one thing I think that does need to happen for the Bucks is I'm not sure as you get farther into this thing, you can wait as long to flip the switch. Because what goes along with flipping the switch, that we talk about at least, is the offense picks up, but the defensive intensity picks up.
Right.
It's kind of like what you saw with Toronto last night. I think the defensive intensity has to be there in longer stretches in this next series. Then when you get Golden State, it's got to kind of be there for all four
Everything
quarters.
Everything amps up each level you go.
It's got to get more intense, I guess, for longer stretches of time. So we'll see. I'm not too concerned about it.
Let's grab Brandon here. Brandon, 30 seconds before we get into the On Deck Show. What's going on?
Hey, I was just, Gary said he wouldn't be too upset about if we didn't win at all this year. I was just wondering if he was wondering about those expiring contracts and how deep our bench would be this year.
Yeah, it feels like, though, that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to pay everybody to come back.
Yep.
It feels that way.
So,
luxury tax, here they come.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue.
Not my money.
It's hard to do it no, if you make it this far as they're at
not
right
my
now.
Money. Yeah.
Eastern Conference
at least
Final.
That's the word we're getting. So
game one Wednesday night. Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show after that one. But tonight, Brewers and Phillies, Bayview Shade and Wine postgame show, myself and Tim Allen, whenever they end this thing, if they actually end up do playing. But either way, you got the lineups and more coming up with Stevie next on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Our thanks to Seth Everett. Tomorrow we get Eric Name in here. Wendy's Big Show is back tomorrow at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.